Morning, everybody. Lovely day. All right, I hope this goes well. It's been something that was on my mind a while ago, so it's not exactly fresh in my mind. But today, the topic for the dedication I've chosen is called Faith and Duty. And I'd like to read out two passages that stood out to me at the time, and they were from Luke 17, verses 5 to 10 and 11 to 19. The first one is called Faith and Duty, and then I followed on a little bit with the 10 lepers cleansed, because it almost, to me, it seemed as though they go together. But it's sort of, it'll come out, hopefully. Anyway. Luke 17, 5 to 10, Faith and Duty. And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." So the Lord said, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. And which of you, having a servant ploughing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come at once and sit down to eat'? But will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for my supper, and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterwards you will eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So likewise, you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do.'" So I'll say the next one as well, the 10 lepers cleansed. And I'll try to explain my thought process. "Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And so it was that they went and were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice glorifying God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well.'" Now I see those two verses coming together in a way, because first of all, how do we dedicate ourselves to God? Are we like the servant in Faith and Duty and just do everything that we're meant to do and that's it? It's like going to work, you clock on, you clock off, and you go home and I've had enough, that's it. Or do we come back like that one leper after all that we've been through? We give him the glory for everything that he's given us. And so with that, what do we expect from serving God, and in what way? These two paragraphs say a lot. And what type of person or people that we are. We are the Lord's servants, and we are to do what his work, we're supposed to do his works and what he has sent for us to do. So in Luke 17, 5 to 10 is a metaphor for what we are meant to do. We are meant to go beyond just the everyday. We have been blessed in so many ways that the least we can do is give him the thanks for it, for when we are healed. Jesus also tells us that faith in itself has great power. Through faith, what seems impossible is possible. But faith alone won't make those things happen. So we need to come back and give him glory. Secondly, Jesus tells us our responsibilities by doing his works and not expecting special treatment or elevation or status, because we are his servants. And servants, they are meant to sort of, in a way, blend in the background and go about their normal ways of doing things, and their glory will come later. Like, they've done their job, they go beyond their normal job, and that's what we are as Christians do. We do our normal job and then we try to do more, and our reward is later in heaven. Doing our duty to the Lord is not always easy. And in 2 Corinthians, Paul reminds us of our standing towards God. In 2 Corinthians 6, verses 3 to 10. We give no offence in anything that our ministry may not be blamed, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labours, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armour of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honour and dishonour, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, by dying and behold we live, as chastened and not yet killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Now, so he says there that, like as I said, like serving, being a servant of God is not always easy. So we need his strength to do all things. And no matter how our day goes, or how we see things, we always must come back to him, because he will help us do his work, so we won't do it on our own. And we see some great examples of how people in the Bible have served Jesus or served God, and one of the greatest that is so small in its passage and yet has great power is Peter's mother-in-law in Matthew 8, in verse 14 and 15, where Jesus raises her from the dead, and immediately she sits up, stands up, and serves them. And that again is like a metaphor for us. We have been raised from the dead that even though we're alive, we're no longer worldly alive. We're now alive in Christ, and that's our purpose, is to serve God in every way that we can. It sounds a little bit weird, but in a kind of a metaphor, I kind of look at sort of a worldly view, I guess. Our faith is like God's air, but he can't live on air alone. And our works, as in our service to those around us, to him, to keeping faith and doing the things that he says us to do, is like his bread and wine. It nourishes him, it makes him grow, it makes him happy, and he takes great joy in when he sees his servants doing his great works. So I encourage all of us to find ways to firstly ask the Lord to, well, first of all, to give thanks to the Lord for everything that he's given us, and secondly, to help him, for him to help us in prayer, so then we can hear his voice and give us the strengths and the abilities to do what he wants us to do. Amen.